You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Johnny Cakes Auville. EB, I believe, returns tomorrow from his jaunt to Poughkeepsie and other spots chasing his kids around playing sports.
Mm-hmm.
With EB out, that means Cakes takes over the entertainment page.
Yes! Cakes' entertainment page.
His tried and true method of circling the first paragraph for two.
That's what I do. Lead story. All the important information right there.
Wow.
Now we'll read that important information to you.
So much more prep than EB.
Well, I semi-read the stories. So yes, Dayton, you're correct. Jason, were you alarmed that Harry Styles was robbed at knife point in London?
When did this happen?
Valentine's Day.
Wow. My daughters didn't tell me about it. Surprised. Why?
He was allegedly
on top of this.
He was threatened during a night out in Hampstead, London, but was not hurt, according to the UK's Mirror. Local police confirmed the incident. The robber demanded cash, which Styles forked over smartly. It was reported the man in his 20s was approached by another man and threatened him with a knife. The victim was not injured, but cash was taken from him. No arrests have been made yet. So Harry Styles.
I just texted my daughter.
Robbed.
I didn't see that
robbery.
Story.
By the way, Harry Styles' album is pretty good, actually.
Do you like Adore You?
Adore
You
is good.
His new smash hit.
Watermelon Sugar, Money. It's a good
I
tune.
Don't know anything about that title, but.
Yeah, he's got some good tunes.
I read
he's talented.
You know what? Smart move to go bye-bye to One Direction.
Yeah, he's talented. Super talented.
I read a story about a ring of robbers in the Miami area.
Okay.
They were targeting rich celebrities who somehow they were using like GPS trackers, following their Instagram when they weren't there, and then stealing the jewels. I believe Aroldis Chapman was one of the intended victims.
Okay.
I don't think they ever robbed Chapman, but it's pretty interesting what you can do now with technology.
You know what Aroldis Chapman should do? He should call our friends at Baldino's and get a safe and lock his jewelry and his valuables away.
Like I did.
Safe.
I put a lot of things in that.
What if they take the safe? Because I think one of
the safe.
The heist at the hotel. Read about the story in Miami.
Okay, now
I believe they took over $1 million in jewels. From the safe. They took the safe.
I can say this. The Incredible Hulk couldn't carry my safe.
I dare somebody. Mine's not even bolted into the ground in my house, but it weighs, I believe, 300 pounds.
Bill Bixby, when he got really angry, could not carry the safe out of my garage.
If eight robbers want to come to my house and lift it all together and lift it out the front door, more power to you. You'll get my passport that doesn't have a lot of stamps on it. And you'll get some MGM National Harbor chips. Not a lot, because most of them are still at MGM National Harbor.
By the way, you went with Bill Bixby, which was the TV star who would turn into the Hulk, played by Lou Ferrigno.
What did he say? What was his line?
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry,
I'll give you a dollar if you can name two of the TV Hulks. Of the movie Hulks.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Right,
you should be able to pull it.
No,
I'm giving him. I know you can pull it.
Of course I can pull it.
I don't know it.
Ask that dope A-Wan if he can pull two. I don't think he can. He can probably get one.
Adam, can you name one of the actors who portrayed Bill Bixby, who would turn into, or didn't, was it Bill Bixby? I thought it was David Banner.
That was his fictitious name, Rick.
Bruce Banner.
Bruce Banner.
Bixby was the actor.
It has been played recently. It was Mark Ruffalo, and before that, it was Ed Norton.
Well done.
I would have never pulled that.
How about Eric Bana?
Eric Bana, the other Hulk on the big screen.
Yeah. I would have never pulled, who was it? Who
Mark
was it?
Ruffalo.
I would have never pulled Ruffalo.
Well, because you don't get that size to go see the Avengers movies.
Correct.
You're not a big fan.
Absolutely correct.
Have you guys seen what Harry Styles has been wearing recently?
Why would I see what he's been wearing?
Weird things. Weird.
I've heard him
I see him like on news stories.
Okay.
Performing.
What has he been wearing?
Like giant bell bottoms.
Yeah, oh, really?
Like the biggest pants you've ever
seen.
He's
going back to the 60s and the 70s.
But like bell bottoms on steroids.
Right.
He also paints his fingernails.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Paints them what color? Like
red?
He likes
to express himself.
Are they black? Like what color is he painting his fingernails?
Depends on what he's wearing. If he's wearing something orange or pink, he'll match the color to his outfit.
Gotcha.
But yeah, he likes to do that. My daughters get sized. In fact, they're going to see him when he comes to town in June. Thank you, Jim Van Stone.
Jim Van Stone. I just saw him, by the way.
Thank you, JVS.
On, I think it was Fox 5 Morning News. He was taking Holly Morris on a tour of like some of the new spots in Capital One Arena.
Nice.
That's my guy, like
what
Jim
new,
Van Stone.
What new spots?
I think there's like a, I only saw it for 10 seconds. I think it's a market where you dip in.
Where you bet. Can you bet in the market?
No, not yet. That's coming. I think it's just like kind of like the Monumental Market here where you just grab stuff off the shelves and you flash like your card and you walk out. We may need to get him. We may need to pimp him for some more information. But it's like a quick
a faster fast food.
Exactly. Like if you don't want to wait in a concession line at Capital One, you pop into the market. It's easy to grab it off the shelf and then you walk out. Mm-hmm. That's all I know at this point. All right, back to the EP.
Yeah.
This headline made me laugh. Al Pacino's girlfriend broke up with him because he's old and cheap.
Of course he's old. She didn't know that going in.
Al Pacino's 43-year-old girlfriend says she broke up with him because he's 79. Quote, it's hard to be with a man so old, even Al Pacino. Oh, and he's also cheap. He only bought me flowers. How can I say politely that he didn't like to spend money? So I guess now Al Pacino out on the market, 79 years old.
I thought buying your woman flowers is, they like that.
Well, apparently,
if you're dating Al Pacino, he's got to give you like diamond rings every Valentine's Day.
I guess for this 43-year-old ex-girlfriend of his, she wanted more than just like some daisies or roses.
Right? She wanted diamond rings.
She probably wanted
some
Ferraris.
My whole thing is when she's 43,
trips,
yeah,
and she's saying that she broke up with him because he's old. Didn't she know he was old when she first started dating him?
She had to have known that. How could she not have known?
Maybe she didn't like the Irishman.
Maybe that's
Part of it. She could join the club.
She probably didn't finish it.
She saw the face regeneration, what he looked like when he was young and silly.
She thought he was like Jimmy Hoffa, like looked like that. And then in real life, didn't look like that. By the way, he's starring in an Amazon original series.
Yes.
Hunters.
It's about like Nazis showing up in the United States at some point, and he's like leading the group to try to kill them.
I think it's like a period piece where like Nazi sympathizers flee Germany and are in the U.S.
Yeah.
And he's hunting them down.
Might be a little too weird for my taste. Might be a little bit off the beaten path. Though Homeland episode 2 was not off the beaten path. It's very good.
I
haven't seen it.
I don't know. What are you doing?
I didn't have time yesterday.
It's Wednesday.
I don't know. I honestly...
slept on it.
You're sleeping.
No, I didn't. Believe me, I've got like 3 or 4 things on the DVR. I just didn't have time.
Well, you can add something else to
your
Sunday night viewing.
You know what takes up a lot of time in
Walking
life?
Walking Dead comes back on Sunday.
Yeah, you know what takes up a lot of time in life? You guys have been out of the game.
3-year-olds?
Yeah, raising a 3-year-old.
Right, toddlers?
Yes.
Yes.
Toddlers take up a lot of time.
So every Sunday now, I got a DVR. Homeland... Now, The Outsider only has a couple more episodes.
Right.
And then now I have to add Walking Dead. I got 3 things I have to DVR on Sunday.
Nobody's interested in the goofy Jim Carrey show?
No.
I believe it's called Kidding?
No.
No interest.
Very little interest.
Zippy interest.
He's from white your boy hot, though, Cakes.
He's what?
Sonic and the TV show on Showtime.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not watching that. Valdez, cue the music for me that I requested during the break. Sad news yesterday. Jeanette Dubois, Good Time star, dead at the age of 74.
She was the wacky neighbor.
She played Wilona.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe she adopted Penny, played by Janet, a young Janet Jackson.
Ah.
Isn't that Jefferson's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sang the theme song to the Jeffersons.
She wrote and sang it.
Which is, if you're our age, this is a staple. Like, you've heard the song a billion times.
Correct.
Like, if you grew up
really into the Jeffersons,
you weren't into the Jeffersons.
No, I liked Good Times.
I definitely watched it.
I wasn't into the Jeffersons. I know for a fact, growing up with you, you liked also What's Happening. I didn't like that.
I loved What's Happening.
That was with Rerun.
Raj and Rerun and Dwayne Wayne. Now you're right in my wheelhouse, JP.
Yeah.
Some of my go-tos, but
I like Good Times.
She passes at the age of 74.
I think my favorite was Dwayne.
Dwayne Wayne, dude with the big afro.
Yeah, he was funny.
Yeah, they were all funny.
I wonder how many of these guys are still alive.
Well, Fred Berry, who played Rerun, no longer with us.
Not surprised.
Shirley Hemphill, the waitress, no longer with us.
Haywood Nelson played Dwayne Wayne. He's still with us.
I believe the guy who played Raj, still with us.
Correct. Mabel King?
Mabel King, not with us.
Not with us.
Played Raj's mom. Raj's sassy sister, I don't remember her name, I'm guessing, still with us.
We're really skewing young right now.
Hey, I'm just letting everybody know that these are my go-tos as, you know, like a 12-year-old.
That was D. Thomas, by the way.
D. Thomas, yeah.
Played by Danielle Spencer, still with us.
Let's not forget, one of the top seeds, Different Strokes.
Definitely.
I mean, clearly one of the top seeds.
Of course, I watched it.
Just Dana Plato?
No longer.
Could we talk more
us.
About shows that came out in 1976?
Hey, I'm just trying to give a good obit to Janet Dubois, dead at the age of 74.
All right, should mention, coming up at 9:45, we're going to play Junkie's Password. We have tickets for Jason's favorite stand-up comedian, Nick Swardson.
He is my favorite.
Hey, by the way,
stop. Why are you laughing when you say that?
I have one more story left on the EP.
Okay, well, save it.
For what?
Tease it for the next segment.
I don't have another whole segment. I have one story, and this is it. Remember yesterday I gave my three of the four on my Mount Rushmore of heavy metal legends?
You've come up with the fourth?
I came up with the fourth because today is the 40th anniversary of the passing of Bon Scott, the original lead singer of what infamous band, Jason Bishop?
Bon Scott.
Yes. Huge band. So many hits.
Infamous band.
Legendary. Just legends. I don't know why I didn't put them on yesterday.
Warrant.
Megadeth.
Wrong. You guys are terrible with your metal knowledge.
AC/DC.
AC/DC. Oh, Bon Scott, the original vocalist. So it would be Ozzy / Black Sabbath, Metallica, Iron Maiden, AC/DC. That's a strong hard rock heavy metal Mount Rushmore.
All right, so I was telling you.
I would never visit that Mount Rushmore.
I would visit it. Every single day.
Go.
Jason's favorite comedian is Nick Swardson.
It is, yes.
He's going to be at MGM National Harbor. We'll give you a chance to win tickets coming up at 9:45 here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Why are you guys snoozing on what's happening in the O-Town tonight? There's a big sports celebrity coming to the O-Town tonight.
As you're laughing because it's very sarcastic.
No, who am I?
No. He actually is. I'm not doing a bit. I don't know why.
He's coming to the O-Town to a high school game?
No, he's doing a celebrity appearance in the O-Town tonight from 5 to 6 p.m.
Give us clues.
5 to 6.
You guys can pepper me with questions and I can just...
No, just give us the clues.
Give us...
You,
all right,
you played
sport?
Who Am I a million times.
All right. Current or past athlete?
Current.
What sport?
Hockey. I mean, it narrows it down. I mean...
Did he play for the Caps?
He plays for the Capitals.
Oh,
plays
my boy, Jake the Piranha is going to be
It is
there.
Not Jake Number the 13. Snake. It is not Jake the Snake, no. Bigger name.
Well, it's not Ovi.
It's not Ovi.
Nicholas Backstrom is coming
not
to
Nicky, Not Nicky Backstrom.
Carlson.
John Carlson.
And where is he
going to
be?
He is going to be at the Giant in Olney, 5 till 6 p.m.
Just taking pictures, signing
taking
autographs.
Taking pics, signing autographs, hobnobbing think, with the people.
What do you think Giant's paying him to be there for an hour?
John Carlson for a 1 hour
10,000?
Giant appearance. Yeah, I would say.
Got to be 10.
I would say, yeah, probably 10 large.
75 to 10.
Why are you scoffing, Draft T-shirt?
You think it's more or less?
I think it's way less.
Why would you think it's way less?
$2,000?
Probably.
$2,000?
Why would he go somewhere for $2,000?
I've heard that before.
He makes $8 million a year. Why would he waste 3 to 4 hours of his day for $2,000?
Or unless he's got some obligation. Is
You're
he,
crazy.
Is he?
How much do you think the radio? You think the radio station's paying him $10,000 to do phone calls every week?
That's an 8 minute call.
Yeah, it's that's, a little easy.
15 minutes.
Okay, 15 minutes. Ten
it's
to
not 10 grand. I can.
All right, maybe.
Yeah, but there's no effort.
I would say it's more than two.
He calls up Chad Dukes. He talks for 12 to 15 minutes. It couldn't be easier. He has to travel. He lives. I think he lives in. Actually, he's pretty close. I think he lives in Chevy Chase. Now, but driving from Chevy Chase
it's
to the O-Town
hour.
Is
rush hour.
Rush hour traffic.
Yeah, but he likes to touch
debacle.
The people.
I would bet more than 2,000, but how can we find out?
I don't know.
You got
to
ask.
I need now. I need to know. Now I need to get to the bottom of how much Carly is making.
I would say minimum 5.
I actually wanted to get to the bottom of something dealing with.
Oh,
cakes.
By the way, we botched the Dwayne. It's not Dwayne Wayne.
$5,000.
Dwayne Wayne was from a different world.
Oh, it was?
It's Dwayne Nelson. It was just Dwayne Nelson was his name.
I could have sworn he was
happening.
Called Dwayne Wayne, but I could be wrong.
No, I looked it up.
That is a different world.
I have been wrong before.
Different world.
I have been incorrect
well, we
on
wrong
things
on this
before.
One too. You threw it out. I didn't even know his last name. I just knew it was Dwayne.
I'm still disputing that somewhat.
Right,
by the way, you've got like two eyebrows just shooting out in weird directions.
Well, I got to shave those things. I got
to
clip
them. You go to the grooming lounge.
I know.
I'll take care of it for you.
I know. I'm due.
Should be on your promo hustle.
I had a... this is curious.
Yes.
So I think on yesterday's show, it was just yesterday, Cakes talked about how he won almost $14,000 at MGM National Harbor over the weekend.
Yeah. Right?
And he said he got a safety deposit box.
I did, yes.
How does that work, though? You didn't want to bring the cash out or chips that day, but eventually you would. You just would feel more comfortable taking it
I'm just gonna
lunch
take it,
hours?
No, I'm just going to take it piecemeal. I'll just take it a little bit at a time.
Okay.
Like, there's...
Gotcha.
I don't need to go in and grab all, like, 13,000 plus in chips and turn it into cash.
See, this proves my point. The rich don't really need the money. Guys like me, I would have taken that night.
No, listen, it's a luxury because now I don't have to transport any sort of cash back and forth between wherever I'm going and MGM National Harbor.
So you're just going to
It's
keep
like
it
my
there.
Own personal bank account
so,
there.
All right, so you'll just dip into it. After you get bounced from whatever tournament you want to play cash game, you just dip into
it. Or
that.
If I have a nice score, I just, instead of, walking out of the casino with, my pockets overflowing with chips, I put them in the safe deposit box.
I'm just telling you, most people, 99.9% of the people listening would have taken that money
now,
that night and went right to the bank.
Thing, Jason, he's so rich that I was considering doing this. Cakes is going for a run with Chris Farley afterwards.
I am, yes.
I was just going to run behind.
Right.
Just
his money would just be falling out of his pockets.
See, falling out of his pockets.
This is preposterous, okay, because I had a decent score at MGM National Harbor in the main event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a nice score. It's not 189K like the guy who won it
That's
got.
Fine. It's a great score.
It's a great score. I'm happy with it, but I don't think that qualifies me as rich or rich.
Oh, you are rich. Not just because you have the 14K. You're rich in general. But that's just
I don't know.
Adds
but
to
that's
it.
Again, it's a fallacy.
Rich in life experience, Cakes.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, think about it. He won 14K and he's just going to leave it at the casino
for now
to dip into it when he needs
Listen,
cash money.
That was my plan because I just didn't want to walk around with that sort of money.
Well, finally step up to like the 2-5 table now.
I might, maybe at some point. I might
still
splash
plays,
around
like,
there.
The dollar table.
I play a dollar and $3.
You play 1-3. That's
the
fine.
Pots get plenty big at 1-3, no limit. Trust me. I've seen plenty of them.
Yeah, but you're a good player.
It's
play
fine.
Play bigger stakes. You win more money.
Yeah, or it could lose more money. Not trying to lose more money.
It'll be swingy, but you're obviously in the net positive.
Couldn't be more swingy.
You're probably in the net positive for life now. Even in, well, Jay from Olney.
Oh, Jay from Olney took a real chunk out of things. But I'm trying to fight my way back at this point.
I was going to say, even in the net positive, including all of the lost $300 entry fees to the JPO. Now we get comped, but for years we were just donating $300.
Can we go back in time and get all that money back that we?
How much was it, you think?
Per man?
How many did we do?
Probably about 15.
I mean, that's a lot of money. Put that money in.
He cashed twice, though.
He did.
Yeah, but they were menial.
You won like 900
cashes.
Once.
Yeah, like maybe like 1,200 another time.
I'm over.
I'm over.
Yeah, you're
as
fully
well.
in the red.
I'm over as well, but about. Probably after the 8th JPO, I decided not to play in it anymore.
Right. I understand. You made a conscious
effort.
Because
the night before, I was at the blackjack tables for, I don't know, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Usually going right from the blackjack table to the studio or wherever we were doing the show, from the B-bar.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't do it. So I went right to sleep right after the show.
Now, getting back to the safety deposit box for a second, I was glad I did it for safety purposes, but part of me thought, man, I'm really crossing over into being a full, like, degenerate by having a safety deposit box to the side of, like, the cashier in the poker room.
Yeah, you're like...
It's a little bit weird.
You are the poker ambo.
I am, yes.
However, it's reminiscent of, like, those ballers who have, like, a wine locker at steakhouses.
Yeah, and trust
me. Who are these people that just store wine in a steakhouse?
I know that... The amount of chips that are in my safety deposit box pale, and I'm sure that pales in comparison to what's in the rest of those safety deposit boxes.
Yeah, right, right.
Because like the real like whales that are in that room playing the big games, I mean those dudes probably have six figures in those boxes.
Probably, yeah.
That they just dip into whenever they want.
I get it.
I'm just a little number.
I'm just telling
that
you
that had a nice little run in the tournament.
$14K, I would have tipped the dealers whatever the $600.
Yeah.
And I would have paid somebody to go get my car
right.
And pull it around to the front of the valet stand.
Yeah.
And I would have taken that $13.5 right to my house.
I'm sure I will deploy those chips and cash at some point. But right now, they're in a holding pattern, which is good. I don't have a problem with that.
It's a good score. It's a good score. Nicely done.
Now we're going to get to the story that Jason was desperate to do. And he really wanted to do it at the beginning of the segment, but I waited until this point.
What is it?
It's actually kind of funny. It's the headline is Irish men and German women are the ugliest in the world, according to a controversial dating website, beautifulpeople.com, which only attractive people are allowed to join. So I guess they look at your picture.
Right.
And if you don't make the cut.
They have the Marilyn Manson song in the background.
they might have. I mean, it's a good one.
And who are the most attractive? Italians?
Well, for the female success rate of people allowed to join beautifulpeople.com. The top five are, I don't think this is going to shock you, Norway comes in at number one, 71%.
People get sized
for
the blonde.
So 7 out of 10 chicks that are applying get in. Sweden follows that at 62%.
Scandinavian.
Yep.
It's a bias.
Another Northern European country, Iceland, comes in at 61%.
Mm-hmm.
And that population is very
clearly
small.
Clearly, whoever's running beautifulpeople.com is Shay White. Shay Whitey, big time.
Rounding out the top five for female success rate, Brazil at 45%. Right. So it really drops off from Iceland to Brazil. And then Argentina at 43%. So your bottom five.
All right, so Irish dudes are ugly and German women. So
I haven't gotten
to
the dudes yet. I'm on the ladies right now.
I thought you said.
I'm just doing the ladies top and bottom now.
All right.
Now the bottom five for women is. All the way at the bottom is Germany, 13%.
Yeah.
Turkey at 15%. China, Korea, India.
All right, so
those
German
are your bottom
women,
five.
Let's think about this. The only one I could think of is Steffi Graf.
Steffi. You know,
she's all right. Great body.
Great tushy. Butterface, great tushy.
Yes, right.
All right, so
she's still married to Andre Agassi?
I believe so.
I think so.
I haven't heard that they're divorced.
How old are their kids? Their kids have to be up there. Sick tennis players, right?
Probably early teens, maybe?
I don't know. Not sure.
Who else can you think of that's a German woman?
This is an old. Supermodel? Is there Claudia Schiffer? She's German, right?
You'd say so.
She's old now.
Heidi Klum,
I believe. I think she's German. Now you're going to have some outliers. I mean, there's a massive country. Yeah. Germany's a huge country.
Who was the tall blonde who was in the Rocky movie?
Heidi Klum.
Oh, you're thinking of...
she wasn't German.
Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah, she was Swedish.
I think she was either Swedish or maybe Denmark. She might be Danish. Yeah.
Claudia Schiffer, German.
Thank you.
All right.
They're attractive.
Can you check Brigitte Nielsen? She might be like Lars...
She's Danish.
Danish, yeah.
Danish, all right.
Lars Elegant Seiss.
Yeah, Lars
from back in the day.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone got some.
He did, yes. Male success rate. Your most handsome males, according to beautifulpeople.com, Sweden. So Sweden's killing it, 60%. Brazil, Denmark, Lars Eller, Italy, Portugal. Those are your top five. Here are your.
By the way, underrated females should be on the list.
Yep. I'll tell you where they came in.
Persians, Iran.
Let's see.
Very beautiful women from Iran.
I don't see Iran on this list.
Okay, it should be.
Probably because they don't get size for the women to send in
That's
stuff
probably
on
what it
dating
is.
Apps
That's probably what it
in
is.
Iran. your bottom five group of males, Ireland comes into the bottom, 6%.
Mm-hmm.
Or 6%. God,
so who has
admitted.
Irish in them? You have no idea what you have.
Yeah, I'm a mutt. I don't know.
I've got Danish and Irish in me. And German.
Well, the Danish part of you apparently is handsome.
I'm just
the
a mutt.
Irish part, mutt ugly.
I'm just a mutt. Right.
So Ireland at 6%, Poland at 7%, Marcin Gortat salty, a little bit salty about that. Russia at 9%, the UK 9% as well. India 11%. Kind of in the middle is like
India just gets hoard.
India's just getting murdered. So there you go. That's Jason's favorite story of the day. He's begging to do it.
Why don't we
all show long?
Submit our own photos to beautiful people and see who gets accepted.
I think that's a great bit.
I'll do it. There's. Get rejected, so what?
Get so rejected.
Somehow I didn't make beautiful people.
Yeah. Can I do it after I have the makeup artist that was in the green room? Just cover up the eye bags a little bit?
What is she doing?
I think she was making up Poet. One of the jocks over at PGC.
She doing some TV bit?
She must be doing some like commercial shoot or some TV bit.
All right. Last segment, we're going to give away great tickets
to go
see Nick Swardson.
Correct.
Your favorite comedian.
He is my favorite. He's number one. Now, what game are we going to play?
Junkie's Password. Isn't that what we decided earlier?
And by the way,
switch it up?
Todd Myers. Todd.
Cowboy Todd's on?
Cowboy Todd is called.
Oh, we can't bypass him.
Right. Todd.
All right, so Cowboy Todd, and it is a game show Wednesday. We'll play some Junkie's Password for the tickets to MGM National Harbor to go see comedian Nick Swardson. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
Does your kid love hoops like I did when I was young?
Yes.
Skippy and I would just, all week long, during the summers, on the weekends, just go play hoops.
Yeah, but you know
outdoor courts.
You know what? You were unsupervised and uncoached and probably undisciplined.
Absolutely.
Right. You know where you can get that discipline?
Coach Wooten's basketball camp.
Of course you can.
And by the way, you're going to love hoops even more if you go.
Right.
Because they instill confidence. They teach the game.
Mm-hmm.
They have guest speakers.
Right.
They teach all day.
Sure.
Right. And you play 3 games per day.
Very good.
All right. So the kids aren't just sitting around.
Right.
Eating peanut butter and jelly. Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. I'm going to give you a chance to win those Nick Swardson tickets at MGM National Harbor here momentarily on a game show Wednesday presented by MGM National Harbor. Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor. But before we get to the game, Cowboy Todd is on the line.
Cowboy.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Todd?
Hey, so just found out that you all are really, really huge in the disc golf world.
Why?
I played in my first PDGA tournament Saturday.
Right. What is that?
Pro Disc Golf Association, I'm guessing?
That is correct.
Yeah. Wow.
That is correct. So we were on our break, and guys from D.C., and they were all talking, and we brought up the sports junkies, and then I told them who I was, and they were, like, freaking out, like, oh, it's Cowboy Todd, da-da-da-da-da, and they just love your show. Like, the Spotsy Disc Golf Association is big on the junks.
Well, that's
cool.
Well,
I mean, you act surprised.
No, I'm not surprised, but it was awesome to hear that they were nonstop talking about you guys.
What's been going on in Stephen City lately?
Well, I don't live in Stephen City no more. I live in Mineral over there, Lake Anna.
He doesn't live
Mineral.
There no more, no Jason. More.
Oh, you're in Mineral. Okay, I got you. Mineral.
I can tell you this because my in-law's from Mineral. There's not a lot going on in Mineral,
right.
Virginia.
Right. Just like in Stephen City.
Not much at all.
Yeah. All right. So we're big in the disc golf world. That's what we've learned today.
That is correct. And then also the other big news is I wasn't going to talk about, but I found out I had another daughter.
Oh my God! So
we just got custody of her last week. So
how old is that daughter?
13.
Is this different than the one that you wouldn't claim?
Correct. Yeah, this is another.
So you
different
potentially
one.
Might have another one out there that you're pretty confident is your son or daughter. That's being raised by another family, right?
Yeah, well, come to find out, that one's already been taken care of. And as Maury would say, I'm not that baby's daddy.
Okay, but so you're not.
No. So this one is my daughter.
How many kids have you fathered?
Four. I have four kids. That is Hunter, Amelia, Kylie. What's the other one? Oh, Desiree.
Oh, you've got four girls.
And by the way, in your current family, because you married into a woman who had children, how many did she have?
She has five. We have a total of nine kids and three grandkids.
It's incredible.
Three grandkids.
Yes, yeah.
Now, are they her grandkids?
They are her grandkids, yes.
Okay.
All right,
yep. She's not old.
Now, the one daughter that you found out you just had, who's the mama again? I missed that.
She is a girl from West Virginia.
Okay, and she's, is that the
she,
one?
She was an old exotic dancer, is what she was. It was a one-night stand.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. And so how did you find out?
They looked us up on Facebook and tracked me down.
Has she been she's been living with her mom this whole time, and you didn't know?
Been living with the mom the whole time, correct?
Well, look, best of luck. I mean, look, kids are a blessing, so think of it that way. The blessing. The amazing thing about Todd's journey is there was a period of time where he was a reverend, or he was at least trying to become
like a pastor.
How long were you involved with that?
That lasted about 6 months. Well, not even that long. It was 3 months. It was 3 months. Right. Yeah, it was 3 months.
You just weren't. It's called a phase. You weren't cut out for that.
Yeah.
Now,
no, I wasn't cut. No.
Now, with this new daughter that you've just found, are you going to establish a relationship?
Well, yeah, she's living with us now.
He has custody.
We have full custody. Oh, you have full custody. I missed that. Sorry. That's got to be really weird. That's got to be weird for her. She doesn't even know you. She's living with strangers.
We established a relationship back in September. We got her out. It's the best situation for her.
Right.
So, and her and my wife get along great.
That's great. How many kids are currently living in your house?
3 kids.
Oh, that's it.
3 kids are living.
3 out of the 9. Okay.
Yeah, the rest of them are, her kids are all up and growing other than the 2 small boys.
Gotcha.
But one last thing, though. We were listening to the podcast yesterday on the way to our funeral.
Yep.
And we were listening to Friday's episode. So she feels bad for Adam. Like, y'all, like, feels so bad that she wants to take him out. Not her, me and her, and take him out soon to Rainbow Road and get him laid. I mean, it's just, we've got it all set.
All right. Maybe we'll have that as an option.
That's on Adam.
We'll put it in the back pocket.
All right, well, say hello to all of our disc golf fans.
Yes.
Definitely, Todd.
All right. Cowboy.
See you, Todd.
Man.
Todd.
Can you imagine finding out you have a 13-year-old daughter from a one-night stand?
I'd be so salty.
Wow.
And now she's living with him.
I know. It's...
All right, so what game
and
are you playing?
That's the best scenario.
We're playing Junkie's Password. Right.
We're playing Junkie's Password.
Junkie's Password.
All right.
Let's punch up 2 contestants.
This is Valdez's bag.
We will give clues.
I'll hang up on everybody if I try it.
Who do you want to go to first?
Let's go to line 7. Jared
bottom
in Berryville.
Top.
Yes, bottom right,
Jared.
To top.
What's right. up, boys?
Hey, Jared.
Jared, who would you like to partner up with?
Give me Papa.
All right. Jared
my loud
Papa.
County
and
buddy.
Eric in Poolsville.
And Eric, same question for you. Would you like to team up with Cakes or would you like to team up with me?
What about
I'll team up with you.
What about the producers and Adam? Are they eligible?
Well, we got like 3 minutes left in the show.
I'm sorry.
Keep it simple.
All right.
I came
me.
Up with a password, but do you have one?
Zippy.
Okay, here's the password, Cakes.
Okay.
I didn't see it.
So you try. You can play along. Cakes, why don't you give the first clue?
I'm not playing. He picked you,
oh,
Rick.
That's right. He picked me. I'm the first one. Sorry about All right, Eric, your clue.
I didn't see it.
Your clue is. Oh, yeah, you're playing.
This game is a farce.
Okay.
Your clue is Yankee.
Aaron Judge.
Winner! One and done.
Nicely done.
You get a pair of tickets to see stand-up comedian Nick Swartzen at MGM National Harbor. Details at thefandc.com. Congrats. Good guess.
And the reason Aaron Judge was chosen as a password is he was in the news yesterday responding to the Astros scandal, of course, the day before.
Yes.
I guess Cody Bellinger brought up Aaron Judge saying Altuve stole his MVP. Aaron Judge just was kind of responding to the title in general, just as one of the teams the Astros beat on their way to the 2017 title and said, you cheated and you didn't earn it.
Correct.
And that's just going to continue to go on and on and on.
There'll be another big name player today that probably is going to be asked about it, and he'll say something controversial. Markakis said all those guys deserved a beatdown
or a beating. Yep, that's what he said.
Markakis hasn't said a word in like 14 years.
I didn't even know he could speak.
I thought he was a mute.
And he comes out and says something controversial like that.
Right.
It's on.
Judge said, I really wasn't a fan of the punishment. I thought it was weak for a player-driven scheme that no players involved got any punishments. When it comes down to a player-driven scheme, I feel like the players involved need to be punished. If I go out there and cheat the game, I think Darvish was the one who said it. If you're playing in the Olympics, you win a gold medal, and you find out you cheated, you don't get to keep that medal. Which is true, but they're not going to take their World Series rings, and they're not going to take the title were the banner away from the Astros at this point.
Doesn't look like
it. Yep, they get to keep it all.
There's a lot of pressure to do it, but he's not going to budge on that.
Yep.
He's going to let him keep it. By the way, I'm really shocked that John Beilein is out as Cavs coach.
Yeah, it's really shocking.
I'm really surprised
that
by that.
His collegiate plan didn't transfer over to a bunch of guys making $20 million a year.
Right. I'm really surprised that Kevin Love and Colin Sexton don't like him.
Right.
Well, I know that he says that he misspoke. He called the players thugs.
Right. Then he claimed, well,
not
I meant to
go over.
Meant to call
but
them
you know
slugs.
What? True. He botched that, but it went south way before that comment.
Understood. The weird part, though, is, and I don't know how the salary thing works out, he signed a 5-year deal. He didn't even last a season.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they orchestrated a buyout or some sort of a settlement.
He's getting a portion.
Yeah,
he'll
get the whole
probably get $15 or $20 million for one season, less than a season's worth of work.
Probably.
It's brilliant.
Now, if I was him, I'd just retire, but maybe he finds himself back
he's 67.
In college hoops.
I mean, maybe he comes back.
Well, Indiana might be looking for a coach next year. Because Archie Miller hadn't done much since he's been there.
Right.
I believe they've missed the tournament 3 consecutive years, and if they miss it this year, 4, and he's been there 3 of the 4, mm-hmm. he could be out.
Yep.
But that was kind of like Turge's start here at Maryland, to be fair, right?
Yep. Yeah.
First 4 or 5 years weren't stellar for Turge.
I'm just saying, Hoosier fans, they don't like going 3 or 4 years without making a tournament. So I'm saying it's a possibility. Richie.
All right, you're the college hoops guy.
One of the Bickerstaffs takes over for Beilein in Cleveland. I'm sure that's going to be a fun job.
JB.
Well, I was talking about it with Adam during the break. I believe that Bickerstaff has had at least 2 interim stints.
Right.
They love to hook him with the interim title.
JB Bickerstaff.
Who was he the interim with before?
I don't know. The Nuggets? I'm grasping.
I don't think it was the Nuggets.
I don't know. How would I know that?
I'm going to say the Grizzlies.
Okay, you're probably right.
You know what? I think you are right.
All right, got to get out of here for Bish Cake, some JP. We will see you tomorrow. Grant Danny, they're up next right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.